In Roundup, Montana, the Fifth Avenue Grocery was a local institution dating back to 1914, run by Martin and Anna Pluth. But when Anna died in 1952, her children closed the store, and rather than deal with selling off the contents, they boarded the place up. And it stayed boarded up with everything inside, even money in the cash register, for 50 years, until the Pluth children passed away. Last year, the grocery was finally opened to inspection, and tomorrow the contents will be auctioned off in Billings. Dan Tryon of the Longhorn Auction Center will be the auctioneer of what he describes as a time capsule from the 1950s.
When you walked into this grocery store, everything was on the shelves. It was a mess because of the mice, of course, but there was still a lot of stuff, brand new items all over the store, hanging on the walls, on the shelves. And then after closer examination, they went down into a cellar and they found a speakeasy bar that was down there that the dad had had years before that.
No kidding.
Yeah, and there was a player piano. There's, there's 200 rolls of music. There was beer, whiskey, wine from that era. And unbelievably, the heat had been left on. It's amazing.
And when you saw it for the first time, at some point you must have been called in as a potential auctioneer. You walk in, what do you think?
I'll tell you what I thought. It was like Spielberg has put together this movie of this old grocery store. And it was like he'd put all these props up. And I mean, it was like too good to be true.
Well, let's talk about some of the items that'll be up for auction tomorrow. Specifically among the groceries, this is so interesting to me. I was looking on your website at some of the photographs, and I just don't know whether these products are made anymore. Maybe they are, but Aunt Dinah Blackstrap Molasses Shinola Wax Paste Shoe Polish. They just sound great.
Yeah, I mean the Shinola, of course. You know that old saying.
Well, yeah, we won't go there.
Yeah, right. And so we got, I mean, they're brand new Shinola cans in a Shinola cardboard container. There's Golden West coffee, which is the hottest item in this sale, are the Golden West girls, we call them.
Now, why is that?
They're so rare, and they're posters. They're on canvas, and they're about 30 inches wide and about 42 or 4 foot high. But these Golden West girls, I mean, I'm getting calls from all over the United States. They're saying that the can, the Golden West 2-pound coffee can, will fetch $100. And the Golden West coffee girls will bring probably in excess of $4,000 each.
Wow. Do you think that's the highest priced item, or is there something, is there
no,
another
I think
contender?
That's it. I think that is it. I mean, there's a lot of items. There's a lot of Coca-Cola stuff from back then. There's Shirley Temple glasses with the etching of Shirley Temple on them. You would get one of those free when you bought some Bisquick.
Are there people coming in who are telling you, I used to go to the Fifth Avenue Grocery. I remember this display. I remember that poster.
Absolutely. People that are calling me, too, that used to live in Roundup. He said, I can remember walking across the store for Mom to go get some milk or cream or whatever it was back in 1950.
Well, for those of us who won't be in Billings tomorrow to watch and listen to the auction, can you could you indulge us a little bit? Can you give us a preview?
And what it would sound like?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. We got a Coke poster here to go. Give me $25, nobody bid $25, and now $35, nobody bid $45. I got $45, now $50, now $100, now $150, now $200, $200, now $2.25, now half, would you bid half? Something like that.
Sold.
Sold.
Dan Tryon, thanks very much.
Okay, thank you for calling. It's been wonderful talking to you.
And good luck tomorrow.
Thank you, ma'am.
Dan Tryon is the owner and auctioneer with the Longhorn Auction Center in Billings, Montana, where tomorrow they'll be auctioning off the contents of the Fifth Avenue Grocery in Roundup, Montana, which has been boarded up since 1952.